Thakur actually mentions it in Chaitanya Sikshamrita first, and then he goes on improvising it in the Vaishnava principles, like Siddhanta Mala, and then comes to Sri Chaitanya Siksha, and then in Jaiva Dharma, from Jaiva Dharma to he elaborates more explicitly in connection with Bhagavatam. In Bhagavat Marichi Arka, Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala, and all these things we came to know in the morning session. Since we have mentioned about Prameya, or Prameya Ratnavali, nine Prameyas, we'll just see how Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu starts his nine Prameyas. I just gave a few verses from the Prameya Ratnavali in our handout. So, see those verses. Because it is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has not written this Dashamula as a separate book. It's not written as a separate book. That should be understood. So, before we read any book, you're supposed to do the Mangalacharan or the preface of that particular thing, because without that you just cannot enter the book. Like Tattva Sandarbha, Sani Sandarbha, Prabhupada writes Mangalacharan and writes about it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has explained this in Jaiva Dharma. So we'll be doing something from Jaiva Dharma regarding Dashmul. But I found it more appropriate to do the beginning verses of Prameya Ratnavali as a introduction to Dashmul. Because if you do the introductory verses of Jaiva Dharma, it will be like too much, because it's a separate, a huge book, a 1,000-page book. So we'll start with these Prameya Ratnavali's introduction verses and then go to Dashamul. Jayati Sri Govindo Gopinatha Smadhanam Gopalaha Vyakvakshyami Yasya Krapaya Prameya Ratnavalim Sukasyam Sukshmam. Sorry. Jayati Sri Govindo Gopinatha Smadhanam Gopalaha Vakshyami Yasya Krapaya Prameya Ratnavalim Sukshmam. So first he, Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu says, Jayati, all glories to whom? Sri Govinda. Sri Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Gopal. Why he is using these three? We know very well. Who are they? Sambandha, Abhideya. Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan, both same. Because originally it was Madan Gopal. When Advaita Acharya had come here, he worshipped his deities. Yeah, Madan Gopal deities in Seva Kunch. Advaita Acharya's Bhajan Kutir is there. So, there the same Madan Gopal became Madan Mohan later, because those were the deities which was given to Chobe, and that story you know it very well. So, Jayati Govinda Gopinath Gopinath, because entire in the Vedic literature you have only Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. And since you are doing Bhakti Vaibhava, most of you are very much conversant with these three terms, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. If somebody is not really conversant with these three terms, it is very difficult to understand any of the scriptures. Because these are the three things which are spoken in the Vedas. We know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanatana Goswami's conversation. Veda sabha ye teena kahe, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Sambandha, Bhagavan Sambandha, Bhakti, Abhideya, Praya, Prayojana. So now, after paying obeisances to them, he goes further, saying that Bhaktya Abhyasina Vitesham Dadani Dharma Kya Khe Vishwat Nistari Namni Nityananda Dvaita Chaitanya Rupe Tatveta Spin Nityam Ashtam Rati Astam Ratinaha. We pray that we may develop intense, constant devotion for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita, the controllers of all religious activities, they are pleased even with the dim reflection of devotional service. The chanting of their holy names delivers the entire universe. So he prays to Chaitanya Advaita, by saying that by chanting these Panchatattva names, what happens is, they deliver the entire universe. They are so merciful that though I am so incapable of doing devotion, but a little bit of chanting in their names will give me the mercy by which I can continue with my work. Now goes to the subject. Ananda Tirtha Nama Sukha. Now he says Ananda Tirtha Nama Sukha. Now there was one Sukha. Sukha means here a parrot. Hey, translation went away. Because of cut paste has gone away. So Ananda Tirtha Nama Sukha. There is one great personality, Sukha, who actually spoke the great literature, philosophy. Ananda Tirtha, his name is Ananda Tirtha. Madhvacharya is another name, is Ananda Tirtha. Maya Dhamma Yatir Iyat Samsararnava Taranim Yam Iha Kyataha Kirtayanti Buddha. So you should know this Ananda Tirtha is a very great personality. Let me just see the translation. It's so all glories to Sripad Madhvacharya, the abode of transcendental happiness, Ananda Tirtha. Of course, he translated as his abode of transcendental happiness, but his name is Ananda Tirtha. So when the translation goes like this, all glories to Sripad Madhvacharya, the abode of transcendental happiness. But Ananda Tirtha, it is one of his name. But if you have to translate like this, no problem, because he is abode of all happiness. Sripad Madhvacharya has got many names. When he was given his sannyas name was Ananda Tirtha. So Madhvacharya is another name. So if you say he is a abode of transcendental happiness, no problem. So those who are learned and intelligent glorify him. Iha jnana kirtayanti buddhaha. Buddhaha kirtayanti. Buddha means intelligent people. Kirtayanti. For he is the boat who enables the conditioned souls to cross beyond realm or repeated birth and death. Sansararnavat taranim yam iha jnanaha. Sansararnava means the great ocean of material existence. So he is taranim, one who can cross the world. One who can make us cross the world. The ocean of birth and death. So he glorifies Madhvacharya. Bhavati vichintya visudha. Bhavati vichintya visudha. Niravakara guru parampara nityam. Ekantitvam siddhayet yadoho. Ayati yena haritosham. A discriminated person pleases Lord Hari by remembering the faultless disciplic succession of bona fide spiritual masters who enable one to attain perfection of unalloyed devotional service. So Bhavati Vichintya Vishuddha Vidusha, those who are faultless. Now I remember this Guru Parampara Nityam always. Why I remember them always? Because by doing so, Siddhyati yadoho ayati yena haritoshanam. Hari becomes very much pleased because of this. Now he remembers Guru Parampara. Eduktam Padma Purane. In Padma Purana, this is what is spoken. What is spoken? Sampradaya vineha ye mantrasti nishpilamataha atha kalo bhavishyanti chatvaraha sampradayayena. So in Padma Purana it is said, Sampradaya vihinat ye mantrasti nishpalamataha. Without Sampradaya, what happens? If you receive mantra, no phala, no result. Atha kalu bhavishyanti, atha, in this way, kalu bhavishyanti, in the age of Kali, what is going to happen in future? Chatvaraha sampradayenaha. Four sampradayas are going to manifest. Padma Purana is explained. We know these four sampradayas. What are they? Shri Brahma Rudra Sanakaha Vaishnavaha Kshiti Pavanaha Chatvaraha Te Kalu Bhavayaha Ye Utkale Purushottamat. The Padma Purana explains, unless one is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession, the mantras have Mantraji might have received is without any effect. For this reason, four Vaishnava disciples inaugurated by Lakshmi Devi, Brahma, Lord Shiva and four Kumaras will appear in the holy place of Jagannath Puri and purify the entire earth during the age of Kali. Where did they appear in Jagannath Puri? Anyway, it should be understood there are four sampradayas. They all appear in different places. Anyway, since you asked the question, I'll tell. Yeah, there is explanation for this. I have read it many years back, but I don't have a very clear idea about it. So that is why I'm not telling it. Something which I don't have a clear idea, I should not tell. Maybe I'll find out and let you know why this verse Jagannath Puri has been told. Actually, these four sampradayas acharyas appeared in different places. Shripad Ramanuja appeared near Madras. There's one place called Siripedambudur. You must be knowing. You're from that place. He's from that place. Huh? Near that place. Siripedambudur. If you go to Madras, from Madras, if you go to Kanchipuram, on the way it comes. It's about 1 hour's drive from Madras. So that is the place Shripad Ramanujacharya appeared. Madhvacharya appeared around about just half an hour's drive from Udupi. You have one place called Padagakshetra. That is where he appeared. And regarding Vishnu Swami's appearance, there are so many things. So we cannot just specify these are places Vishnu Swami appeared. Some people say he appeared in Madurai, some people say something else. So I don't have any conclusion. And then Nimbaraka, there is Nimbagram, where there are also confusion. There are two opinions. In near Govardhan, there is one Nimbagram, that is where people say he appeared. Some people say no, that is a place where his father, mother stayed for a long time. There is Nimbagram near Govardhan. And his place is also somewhere in South India. Because clearly it is said all the acharyas appeared in South India. So here this is a place where his parents brought him up. So that's the thing. All the four acharyas appeared in South India only. And in Maharashtra, south of Maharashtra, there is one place which is considered to be the appearance place of Vishnu Swami on the bank of River Krishna. So they all appeared in different places. But now here one point is that in the age of Kali, these four sampradayas are there. Actually, these four sampradayas are eternal. But these four sampradayas becomes organized in the age of Kali. Earlier it was like hazy, it was all there, but become organized in the age of Kali. So now, after talking about these four sampradayas, now he talks about Ramanuja. Ramanujam Shri Chakre Madhvacharyam Chaturmukha Shri Vishnu Swaminam Rudro Nimbadityam Chatushanaha. So these four sampradayak acharyas, Ramanuja belong to Sri Sampradaya, and then Madhvacharya Chaturmukha means four-headed Brahma, Vishwaswami belongs to Rudra Sampradaya, and Nimbaditya, Nimbaraka Acharya belong to or he organized Chatushanaha or four Kumaras. So since you are knowing Bhakti, doing Bhakti Vaiva, you know the philosophy of these four Sampradayas. Some of you must be knowing. What is Ramanujacharya's philosophy? Vishishtadvaita. And Madhvacharya's is Dvaita. And Nimbarakacharya is Dvaitadvaita. Closest to our. And Vishwaswami's is Shuddhadvaita. Nimbarakacharya is closest. Why? Because they worship Radha Krishna. And Raga Bhakti and all is there. Now, we belong to Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, all the Acharya's names are given. Now, you have a nice bhajan written by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, isn't it? So, this bhajan is based on these things, which are originally written by Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu. So, Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu, the first person who actually wrote this list by researching from the Madhva Sampradaya. Tatra Guru Paramparayatha. So, he has mentioned before, by taking the name of the Parampara Acharyas, Krishna will be pleased. So if Krishna is pleased, then we can understand the philosophy very nicely. That is why he names them. Sri Krishna Brahma Devarshi, Badarayana Sanjakam, Sri Madhva Sri Padmanabha, Sriman Narahari Madhavam, Adoksha Jayatirtha Sri Jnana Sindhu Dayanidhim, ಶ್ರೀ ವಿದ್ಯಾನಿಧಿ ರಾಜೇಂದ್ರ ಜಯಧರ್ಮ ಕ್ರಮಾದ್ವಯಂ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ್ಯ ವಾದಿರಾ ವ್ಯಾಸತೀರ್ಥಶ್ಚ ಸಂಸ್ತುತಃ ತಥೋ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಪತಿಂ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಮಾಧವೇಂದ್ರ ಚ ಭಕ್ತಿತಃ. ಸೊ ಐ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಪತಿ ತೀರ್ಥ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಪತಿ ತೀರ್ಥ ಮಾಧವೇಂದ್ರ ಪುರಿ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ನೋಟ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಪತಿ ತೀರ್ಥ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಮಾಧವೇಂದ್ರ ಪುರಿ ಇನ್ ಪಂಡರ್ಪುರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಮಧ್ವಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರೋಟ್ ನವ ಪ್ರಮೇಯಸ್ ಟು ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ತುಕಾರಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಗಾಡ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು. It's a very important place, Pandharpur. It's a place of all initiations. The place the Lord personally comes and initiates. So that is the place where Madhavendra Puri got initiated from Lakshmipati Tirtha. Very interesting to note, I met that Swamiji of Shri Urmatha. He told, you belong to our Matha. Then he told me that Lakshmipati Tirtha belongs to Shri Urmatha. In the Madhva Sampradaya, there are 8 Mathas. In the 8 Mathas, Madhvacharya established 8 Mathas, 8 Acharyas, and they are continuing their line. So, in that line, one of the 8 Mathas is Shirur Math. In that Math, Lakshmipati Tirtha comes. So, the Swamiji clearly told me, he says, you ISKCON people belong to our Math. You belong to our Math. Because Lakshmipati, just see how much he is going so far. I was just thinking at that time, you know, something just for ISKCON devotee's sake. Swamiji, who is relating our connection with the Madhva Sampradaya maybe 500-600 years back and saying that you belong to our mat. But now in ISKCON itself we say you belong to this temple, I belong to this temple. Isn't it? Oh, you are that guru's device, you are that device. Just see how much fragmentation we have done. It is just current. You know how he is connecting to such an old thing and saying we are one family. Very interesting note. So, Lakshmipati Shriman Madhavendram cha Bhaktitaha Tat Shishyam Shriva Sadvaita Nityanandam Jagadgurum Devam Ishwara Shishyam Shri Chaitanya cha Bhajamahe Shri Krishna Prema Danena Yena Nistaritam Jagat. In this way, they all have delivered the people in this world by granting them Krishna Prema. Now, starts. 8th verse of Pramenal Kritnavali starts with Athaya Prameyami Uddishyante. I will delineate, I will write down, I will tell you what is the Prameyas. And then he quotes what Madhvacharya has written. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ವಪ್ರಾಹ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪರತರಂ ಅಖಿಲಂ ನೈವೇದ್ಯಂ ಚ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಭೇದಂ ತ ಜೀವಾನ್ ಹರಿಚರಣ ಚುಸಸ್ತಾರತಮ್ಯಶ್ಚ ತೇಷಾಂ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂ ವಿಷ್ಣಾಂಗ್ರಿಲಾಭಂ ತದಮಲವಚನಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಹೇತುಂ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ತತ್ಯಕ್ಷಾದಿತ್ರಯಂ ಚೇತುಪದಿಶತಿ ಹರಿಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಃ. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ 9 ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಬಲದೇವ ದೇವಶ್ರು ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಮಧ್ವಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಸೋ. But when Madhvacharya wrote these nine Prameyas, he has used different names for it. You should keep this in mind. Now, Baladeva Devashma says, Madhva Praha, Sri Madhva Praha, Madhvacharya has told. What did he say? First one, what is the first one? Vishnu Paratamam. Vishnu what? Paratamam. There is para, paratara, para, tamam. You heard this where Prabhupada talks about something like this. Guhya, guhya, tara, guhya, tamam. Where does he say? 9th chapter. Idantute guhya tamam shastram vakshyami. Idantute guhya tamam vakshyami anasuyave. Because your anonymous is speaking you topmost. Like in English, we have good, better, best, superlative degree. So here it is not Vishnuhu or Paraha. It is not Vishnu Paraha. It is what? Vishnuhu Paratamaha. Vishnu Paratamaha. This is how Baladeva Vidya Bhushan Prabhu also starts his commentary. At the same time, he just repeats the commentary given by Vadiraja Tirtha on this now Prameyas. Vadiraja Tirtha's commentary was also available in English. Once I was reading that, he starts with this thing. Why he used this word para tamaha, not para. Vishnu is para. That is what all the scriptures say. And he says, quotes the external saying, no scripture till date has told Vishnu paratamam. Vishnu paraha, that is what we explained. But paratamaha, why it is told? Because Madhvacharya doesn't want any confusion anymore. For not any more confusion to exist after writing Navaprameyas. So that is why Madhva has used this word superlative, paratamaha. There may be somebody para, 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 but there cannot be anybody who can be more. Paratamaha. Superlative degree has been used. Actually speaking, you don't have to. But still it has been used for the sake of establishing the fact there can be nobody superior to Vishnu. And next, what is the second point? Akila Amnyaya Vedyam. Akila Amnyaya Vedyam means what? Akila means all. Amnyaya means Vedic literatures. Vedic literatures are also called Amnyaya. They are also called Nigama, they are called Amnyaya, Shruti, Shabda, Brahman. So many names are there for Vedic literatures. Krishna used the word Brahman for Vedic literatures. Bhagavatam starts, Tene Brahma Hrudaya. Another word for Vedic literatures is Brahma, Shabda Brahma. So Akila Amnyaya Vedyam. And he can be known through what? Vishnu can be known through Vedic literatures. Vishnu Paratamaha or the greatness of Vishnu or Vishnu, he can be only known through Vedic literatures. Akila Amnyaya Vedyam. That is why even we have Vedesya Sarve Rahameva Vedyaha. Then what is the next one? Most technical thing. Vishwam, Vishwam Satyam. Third one is what? Vishwam Satyam means what? This world is real. This world is real. So somebody heard this class and then repeated it to somewhere. This world is real. And then, so hearing this, some people became very materialistic. So, it is very dangerous to speak this word, world is real. It can be spoken to devotees who are actually matured. If you just go and say this world is real and tell in general public, then they will become more mental. Oh, it's all, we thought it is unreal and you are telling it is real, so we will enjoy more. So it has to be understood in a proper way. And what is that understanding, we will discuss further. But these are the tenets which Madhvacharya has explained. And then world is real, Vishwam Satyam. Next one is what? Bhedansa Jivan. Bhedansa Jivan. What is the meaning of that? There is, living entities are different from Vishnu. And then, that is the fourth point. What is the fifth point? Hari Charana Jushas Taratamyascha Tesham. Hari Charana Jushas Taratamyascha Tesham. The Jivas are by nature, are servants of Vishnu. Hari Charana. Jusha means they are supposed to be engrossed in the lotus feet of Vishnu. And then, Hari Charana Jusha Taratamya Chitesham. And there is Taratamya. Taratamya means what? Degradations of Jiva. There are different gradations. These gradations are like conditioned and liberated like that. That is the sixth one. And the seventh one is what? Moksham Vishnu Angri Labham. Very simple to know. What is it? What is the meaning of moksha? Attainment of the lotus feet of Krishna is moksha. Vishnu Angri Labham. Moksham Vishnu Angri Labham. Okay. Next. And Tadamala Bhajanam Tasya Hetum. If If you want to get moksha, what are you supposed to do? Tad amala bhajanam. We should do amala bhajanam. Amala means pure, without any mala. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Amalam, that verse. Tad amala bhajanam tasya hetum. If you want to attain that Vishnu Angri Labam Moksha, you are supposed to perform Amala Bhajanam. Amala Bhajanam Tasya Hetum. Now, the last one, ninth one, what is it? Pramanam Pratyakshaditrayam. Pratyaksha, Anuman and Shabda. Traya means three. What are the three things? Pratyaksha, Anuman and Shabda. Tasya Hetum Pramanam Pratyakshaditrayam. Chet Upadishati Krishna Chaitanya Chandraha. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained these things. So initially what he has put? Madhva Praha, Shri Madhva Praha. Madhva has told the same thing Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Now for giving you a small this thing about what Shripad Madhvacharya has used, and just let you know the terms which are used by Shripad Madhvacharya. For Bhagavan is the highest truth. Vishnu Paratram, he has used Bhagavan Ekamatara Paramatattvaha. Tine Akhila Veda Vedyaha. Veda Vedyaha. Akila Amnyaya Vedyam, instead of that, Veda Vedyaha. That was Madhvacharya's original words. Vishwa Satyaha, Veda Satyaha, Vishwam Satyam, that Madhvacharya has used Vishwa Satyaha. And then, what is the thing which is used by Vedamcha Jivan? Instead of Vedamcha Jivan, Veda Satyaha. That is what Madhvacharya has told. The original words of Madhvacharya. Ultimately, Valdevidyavoshan Prabhu has taken the same thing and has just change the words little bit here and there. That's all. And then, Jiva Shri Hari Dasaha. Madhvacharya has clearly told, Jiva is Shri Hari Dasa. Now here, Hari Charana Jushas. That is what is used by Baladev Devashan Prabhu. And then, Jiva Sakaledi Avastavedi Tarottama. Means there is a gradation in the Jivas. That is what Madhvacharya has told. Bhagavat Charana Prapti Naha Mokshaha. Means, Moksha means what? Bhagavat Charana Prapti. Bhagavan Nari Amala Bhajanam Moksha Laber Hetu. And then, Pratyaksha Anuman Shabda Tinit Pramanaha. So, these are the words written by exactly Bhaktivinoda Thakur has used these words only, what Madhvacharya has used. Okay, these are the following list. Now, premieres from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Rasamul Shiksha. Okay, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also lists the same names which Madhvacharya has used. Okay, so now we have a small idea what exactly is now premieres are. Now we'll just see what is the meaning of the word Prameya, what is the meaning of the word Pramana. Pramana means what? Proof. Pramana. You say anything, you require proof. You should have proof. Without proof, you should not speak anything. That is the standard in Vedic culture. The standard in Vedic culture is you should only speak what is having proof. Without proof, you should not speak. That is why it is known as Pramana. To such an extent, even children in villages, now cities are corrupted. In villages, even first standard, second standard children, somebody says something, other person says, kya pramana? They would say, what is the proof for it? Even children would say, I still remember, when I was a kid, these were the words which you used. Anybody says anything, you know, or he is like that. What is the proof? That is how people used to discuss. That is called Pramana. And there is something called Prameya. Prameya means object to be known. Like when you come to Vrindavan, there are so many things you can know. You come to temple, so many things you can know. But what is the thing you are supposed to know? That is pramana. That is prameya. Like when you come to temple, you know, these two devotees had a fight, or he was things. All so many things to be known, isn't it? But what is supposed to be known? That is called prameya. You getting the point? Should be very careful. Not that everything you know is prameya. Everything which you come to know is not prameya. Only things, those things which are supposed to be known, they are known as prameya. That means, when an author has written a book, in his mind, what is the thing which he wants to convey? What he wants to tell? What are the objects he wants to tell? Those things are supposed to be prameya. When you read that book, what is there in the mind of the author, what he wants to convey, knowing those things, that is known as prameya, objects to be known. So in English, there is some same sentence can be repeated in a different way, like, no, it may be, it is actually wrong. Objects known, they are not called prameyas. Object to be known, that is known as prameya. Simple example in NFI, suppose. When you come to ISKCON temple, so many things you will come to know, which you are not supposed to know also. So basically all the problems are because what? You know something which you are not supposed to know. So one person came and told me, Prabhuji, I told my friend, why didn't you come to the course, ISKCON? He said, no, ISKCON, I know very well. Then he told, you know it very well, please, what do you know? He told a list of things, I'm shocked, Prabhuji, these things are there in ISKCON. Then I told, where did your friend try to find out what is ISKCON from? My friend, he told me, I saw the internet. I told, neither the internet is a pramana, neither what is known is prameya. Isn't it? Like that, it is not a new thing. Right from Brahma's time, this confusion is there. Right from Vyasa's time, many people are confused. All the six systems of philosophy are nothing but confusion. Once I had taken a course on six systems, basically. Six systems of philosophy. What is it? It's all confusion. Because their prameyas are wrong. And now, and the pramana also, outwardly they show Veda is a pramana, but actually, the process in which they approach the Veda is also wrong. So, if you see confusion, in what aspect there is confusion? The confusion is in prameya and pramanas. So we say he is confused. And confused in what? Confused in his pramana, confused in his prameya. So knowing the pramanas and knowing the prameyas will solve all the confusions. So that's why whenever a boy joins Gurukul, especially in the in any standard mathas, first thing which is taught is pramana and prameyas. What you are learning from this book, what you are supposed to, where you are supposed to learn from. Like Bhagavad Gita, you open Bhagavad Gita, what you are supposed to learn, you should know it. Otherwise you cannot learn Bhagavad Gita. That is why the subject of prameya and pramana, that is the first instruction which is given in philosophy. And the second instruction is how to harmonize contradictions. That is samanvaya. Like morning we did one samanvaya. Remember? What is samanvaya we did? What is the contradiction? One is we are madhvas. Other is we are not madhvas. So there is contradiction. So they have so many pramanas for showing how we are madhvas. Some people have so many pramanas to show how we are not madhvas. So how do you resolve the contradiction? So resolving the contradiction in pramanas and prameyas, that is where is the expertise of an acharya. Srila Prabhupada and all these people, they have practically harmonized all the contradictions. Because there are some who found the jiva to be the living entity. There are some who found jiva to be distinct from matter, distinct from the Supreme Lord. Jiva and the Supreme Lord both are one. Jiveshwarvada. Some found the jiva, the living entity and the Supreme Lord are distinct. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and resolved it. So the confusions are in the pramayas and pramanas. If there is some confusion, resolving the conflicts are also is also known as samanvyadhikarana. Anyhow, so now we go to the next thing, that is dashamool thing which I have given to all of you. So this dashamool, what I have written there, anybody? See, Gauranga, specifically I mentioned it, why? Because to make us understand that this Dashamula, it is not a separate book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was originally mentioned in Shikshamrita and then came in the format of the verses, these verses in where Jaiva Dharma. So those verses which are actually quoting from the Jaiva Dharma are collected and put forward in this Chaitanya Smarana Mangala Stotram. In Chaitanya Smarana Mangala Stotram, starting from 74, na? That verse, 74 till 83, these are the verses which actually talk about these things, Dashamula. Okay? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he lists these things. Let us see these words. These verses can be chanted in different tunes, but the standard one is Brihati Chanda, like you chant that verse, first verse of Bhagavatam. Janmadhyasya tu vanmayaditaratas chartesha vikneswarat tene brahmaradayadi kavaye muhyanti yat surayaha tejo varimudanyata vinamayatra trisargo amrisha dhamna svena sadanirastakokam satyam param dhimahi. So this is the Chanda for that. Bhakti Vaibhava students, you have done something on Chanda. How do you chant the first verse? Brihati Chanda only. Brihati Chanda. So same Chanda you can use for this first verse. Other verses, you cannot use the same Chanda. So we'll try to chant. Let us see how it comes out. Amnaya paratattvam harimya paramam sarvashaktim rasabdhim. See, right? Okay, let us get each and every word proper. Amnyayaha. Okay, no, I'm doing the first, second one, I suppose. I'll do that. The introductory verse, I did not do this. Let's see. I'll go for the introductory verse, sorry. Yeah. I'll just get the introductory verse. So this cannot be done in that Brihati Chanda. This is a simple verse. Temple tune. One minute. This computer is so far. Vision is less. 150. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Sri Gauranga Lila Smarana Mangala Stotram, 74th verse. He says, Rahasyam Shastranam Yadaparijitam Purva Vidusham Sutrair Gudam Tatvadasa Parimitam Prema Klittam Dayalus Tadyor Siprabhor Akira Kripabutir Sama Vadascha Chashrut. What is it? Sachi Shashwat Smarana Padavim Gachato Sameng. So just give introductory verse. He says that Rahasyam Shastranam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself revealed the secret of pure love of God, which has 10 phases. The secret was formerly unknown to sages. Rahasyam Shastranam Yad Aparichitam Purva Vidusham. Purva Vidusham, earlier this Rahasya, this secret was not known. Aparichitam, they were not knowing. Shruter ghudam tattvam dasha parimitam prema kilitam. Shruter ghudam. What is the meaning of shruter ghudam? It is the essence or the secret of all the Vedic literatures. And tattvam dasha parimitam. These are 10 in number. Prema kilitam. It is full of love for Krishna. Dayalus tadyosyur prabhor ati kripabdihi Sama, what the... So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful, he has revealed this thing. Tat sachi sunaha shastrat smarana padavim gacchatau sme. Let me remember this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eternally. The transcendental son of Sachidevi's, transcendental son of Srimati Sachidevi eternally travel on the path of my memory. Gacchatau saha me. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that let you always be in the path of my memory. Earlier it was not known. Now you have revealed. Now the question comes here. If Bhaktivinoda Thakur has already taken these things from Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu and before that Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu take from Madhvacharya, why does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say this? Why does he say? Before it was not known, it was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Rahasyam shastranam yad aparichitam. It was known, not known. Purvam, it was not known in the before. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. And Madhvacharya came when? Before Chaitanya only. So why? What was the thing which was not known? Krishna Prem was not known. Okay, Krishna Prem was not known. What kind of Krishna Prem was not known? When did Nimbarka Acharya appear? When did Nimbarka appear? Definitely before Chaitanya. They were worshipping Radha Krishna. Yes, in separation. What is that thing? In separation. In separation. If you read Nimbarka's scriptures, even what to speak of this, Sri Vaishnava scriptures. If you read Sri Vaishnava scriptures, Divya Prabandhas. So much description about separation from Krishna. Radharani crying for Krishna, Gopis crying for Krishna. What was the thing which was not known? Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regarding that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know that. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya utirna kalav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave something which was never given before. Was it that Vedas did not give these things? It was there. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave is this thing as the highest. If you go to South, if you go to Madhva Sampradaya, they talk about Krishna Lila very nicely. But when you go and talk to them, they say it is our Narayana who is doing this thing. What do they say? It is our Narayana who is doing as a part of Krishna. But ultimately, Mool Swarupa is who? So, accepting Krishna as the highest form. Madhurya Rasa in that Parakya, in that Vipralamba, to be the highest, that was not given. So, if your understanding about a particular thing is not the highest, even if you speak about it, it is the voltage is not so much. So, when the previous Acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, when they spoke, is it that they don't know Gopi Gita? Is it that Madhvacharya was not knowing Gopi Gita, Ramanuja was not knowing Gopi Gita? Or the loving affair between Radha and Krishna were not knowing? They were all knowing, they all spoke also. If you see Alvar's Divya Prabandham, especially Namma Alvar's, he talks so much, practically every verse is talking about that only. In maddened state, you know, one gopi goes and cries to a bird and says, "Oh, bird, please go and tell your friend how much we are suffering." And it is actually sin to say that they were not knowing. They were knowing, but they were not knowing it as the highest. So they were not explaining it as the highest. So that is the point. So here, rahasyam. That rahasya, it was a secret. Secret. What was that secret? This, as the highest, was a secret. That was not known. That is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave these 10 things. That means, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is actually telling us that originally these 10 points were spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, now, so what are those 10 points?
Amnyaya pradattvam harimeha paramam sarvashaktim rasabdhim yadbhinnam scha jivan prakriti kavalitam tadvimuktam scha bhavat bheda bheda prakasham sakalam apiharer sadhanam shuddha bhaktim sadhyam tat pritim ye upadishati harer kaurachandro bhajeham bhajetvam.
So let us see what are these 10 as listed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you can just make a comparison with the 9 pramayas by Baladev Devdasanpuru in the previous, in another handout. First one,
Amnyaya Praha.
Amnyaya means what? Scriptures, Vedas. Praha means proclaimed. So all the scriptures are proclaiming. So first one, Amnyaya Praha.
Amnyaya Prahatattvam
means all the scriptures are proclaiming these points.
Amnyaya Prahatattvam.
So among this Dashamool or 10 Moolas, the first one is the Pramana. First one is Pramana. Pramana means proof, we know very well. So what is the proof? Amnyaya. Vedas are the proof. And then, in these 10, the first one is the proof, that is Pramana. Other 9 are Pramaya. From the Vedas, the other 9 are to be known. Okay? What is the second one?
Harim Iha Paramam.
Harim Iha Paramam. So we'll try to know what is Iha, why Hari, Paramam, all these things when that particular subject comes. Next one. Hari Miha Paramam means? Hari is? Supreme. Supreme. Next one.
Sarva Shaktim.
Sarva is what? All powerful. Sarva Shaktim. That means he has potencies. Sarva Shaktim. Why I am going slow and trying to emphasize in each and every word? Because these words are going to come again and again when you go through the entire process. Sarva Shaktim. Next one, what is it?
Rasabdhim.
Rasabdhim. Harimiha Paramam Sarva Shaktim Rasabdhim. Next, what is that?
Bhinnam Shajivan. Bhinnam Shajivan.
Who are Jivas? They are Bhinnamsha. Okay. Next one.
Prakriti Kavalitan.
These Jivas have a tendency to be covered by material nature. Kavalita means devoured by material nature. Next one.
Tad Vimuktan.
Among them, there are some Jivas who are Vimuktan. They are liberated Jivas.
Vimuktam cha bhavad bheda bheda prakasham.
So, what is the constitutional position of the living entity? Veda, Veda, Prakasham. And then,
Sakalam api harer sadhanam shuddha bhaktim.
Among different kinds, the topmost sadhana is what?
Shuddha bhaktim, pure devotional service.
And then, sadhyam. What is sadhya? Goal is?
Tat pritim, sadhanam tat pritim,
ఏవైతి ఉపదిశతి హరి గౌరచంద్ర. దీస్ ఆర్ ద పాయింట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ బై హూమ్? గౌరచంద్ర. ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ద వర్డ్స్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ 9 పాయింట్స్ హియర్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ దశమూల్. వై? ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ వాట్? ఆమ్యాయ వేద్యం. సో వన్ దట్ ఈస్ ప్రమాణ. 9 ఆర్ ప్రమేయ. ఓకే, సో విత్ ఇన్ ద 9 ప్రమేయస్ విల్ స్టడీ హియర్. విల్ గో, ఐల్ రీడ్ ద ఇంగ్లీష్, యూ ట్రై టు టెల్ ద సంస్క్రిట్. ఇట్ విల్ బి గుడ్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్. హరి ద ఆల్ మైటీ వన్ ఇస్ వన్ వితౌట్ ఎ సెకండ్. హరిమేహ పరమం. డోంట్ టెల్ వన్ వర్డ్ బిఫోర్, వన్ వర్డ్ లేటర్. ఇట్స్ అ గుడ్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్. హీ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ వెస్టెడ్ విత్ ఇన్ఫైనైట్ పవర్. సర్వక్షణ శక్తి. ఓకే, హీ ఈజ్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ రస. ఓకే, ద సోల్ ఈజ్ హిస్ విభిన్నాంశ. విభిన్నాంశ జీవాన్. నెక్స్ట్, సర్టెన్ సోల్స్ ఆర్ ఎన్గ్రాస్ బై ప్రకృతి. ప్రకృతి కవలితాం. వెరీ గుడ్. సర్టెన్ సోల్స్ ఆర్ రిలీజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది గ్రాస్ బై ప్రకృతి. తద్ విముక్త. ఆల్ స్పిరిచువల్ అండ్ మెటీరియల్ ఫినామినాస్ ఆర్ భేదాభేద ప్రకాశ ఆఫ్ హరి. భేదాభేద ప్రకాశ. ఓకే, వెరీ గుడ్. భక్తి ఇస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ద ఓన్లీ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటైనింగ్ ద ఫైనల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సకలమపి హరే సాధనం శుద్ధ భక్తి. ప్రేమ, ప్యూర్ లవ్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ. ప్యూర్ లవ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ అలోన్ ద ఫైనల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సాధ్యం. డోంట్ గో ఫర్ సాధ్యం. తత్ ప్రీతి ఏవా. ఏవా మీన్స్ ఓన్లీ సాధ్యం. తత్ ప్రీతిమేవ. దెన్ కోస్ ఉపదిశతి. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఉపదిశతి మీన్స్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బై హోమ్? హరి గౌరచంద్రవు. ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బై హోమ్? చైతన్య మహాప్రభు గౌరచంద్ర. అండ్ ఆన్ టు హిమ్ భజం. భజే తమ్ ఐ వర్షిప్ అంటు హిమ్. సో యూ గాట్ దిస్ 9 + 1. సో వెన్ యూ సీ దశమూల్ యూ షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ థింక్ 9 + 1 ఇన్ ద వెరీ ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్. ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ ప్రమాణ. 9 ఆర్ ప్రమేయ. ప్రమేయ మీన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ టు బి నోన్. ఓకే, వెన్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ ప్రెసెంటింగ్ సమ్ ఫిలాసఫీ, ప్రమాణ ఇస్ టు బి వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. Prabhupada said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, or Maladevi Vidyabhushan Prabhu said, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it's very important. I feel so, I think so, Prabhupada never liked it. I'm not even want to speak of Prabhupada. As children, when we say something, or when in conversation, if I would say, I feel, my mother would slap me, would say, your feelings, keep it for yourself, is nonsense. Our thinking, our feeling is nonsense. What is important is what acharyas have thought, what they have felt. That is more important than what I feel and what I think. So that is called pramana. And then pramaya has to be known. So these are the 9 pramayas which are listed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So now we have an idea about what this 9 + 1. Now within this 9 pramayas, there are again categories. The first 8. The first 8 means in the Dashamool, what are the numbers? 2 to 8. And the first 8 here, it means in Dashamool, what are they? In Dashamool 2 to 8. What are they? They are known as Sambandha. They are all Sambandha. Sambandha Jnana. He is spoken in this 8. What are they? Hari. Next is Shakti. Next one, Rasa. And Jiva. 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 Listen carefully. Jiva. First one is Jiva. Vibhinnamsha. And then Jiva is what? Can be engrossed by Prakriti. Subject is not Prakriti there. Subject is engrossed by. And then Jiva. And then what is that thing? Last one. Bheda. Abheda. Kash. Okay? So in Dashamool, if you see from Dashamool, that is why I'm basically Dash means what is the first one? So here point number 2 comes, then it become 2. Like that. In this point you can take 1 to 7. So actually sometimes confusion is good. Sometimes confusion is good. Not sometimes, all the times. All knowledge comes from confusion only. Here number in, just see here. Here the seventh one means here 1 to 7. And next one, what is that next one? Abhideya. Abhideya means the process. And what is the last one? Prayojana. So you very clear now? If you say Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Dashamool, the first one talks about Pramana. And the next seven talk about Sambandha. Next seven means total 8 are over. Ninth one talks about Abhideya. And the 10th one talks about Prayojana. Now within these 7, which talk about Sambandha, first 3 are about Ishvara, the Lord. The second 3 are about, and the last one is about the connection between the 3. The relationship between the 3. The relationship between the 2, you may say, means if you consider the Supreme Lord and any other thing, His energy. Spiritual and material phenomena are Veda, Veda, Prakash. Okay? So now you understood the format? So this is what we are going to do. This is the format what we are going to do. Okay, now we will talk about Pramana. First one is Pramana, that is Amnya, Amnyaya Paraha Tattvam. These truths are known from Amnyaya. So I have not given the notes for it because I want to extract what is really required and necessary for you. That is why I did not really get it printed now. I had to work on it today night and give it to you. For that, let us go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma. Still that rule applies for sweets. Very interesting. So, as I told in the afternoon, you remember Jaiva Dharma? From chapter 13 to 20, this Dashamool is described in Jaiva Dharma. So I am opening chapter 13. I am reading a little bit from that. Very interesting. Now before, this Jaiva Dharma is a conversation between Babaji Maharaj and Vajranath. Vrajanath. Vrajanath is a devotee and Babaji is a guru. And daily they used to have conversation in different places in Navadvip. So the previous day what happened was, Vrajanath replied, "As you desire, tomorrow night I'll come and learn from you the 10 truths known as Dashamul Siksha. You are now my Siksha Guru or my instructing spiritual master. I offer my prostrated obeisances to you now. Babaji Maharaj firmly embraced Vajranath and said, my dear son, you have sanctified the Brahmana class. Come tomorrow and bring joy to my heart. So now, 13th chapter. Just before the 13th chapter, it's 12th chapter ending. I'm just reading 12th chapter ending because that will be introduction to the 13th chapter. Now, after writing so many different tattvas about how this world is hopeless and that and this and so many things, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, now Vrajanath is convinced, I have to surrender to my spiritual master. Now, this Dashamool can only be taught to those who are surrendered directly. Those who are not surrendered, we can teach them indirectly, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur did in Krishna Samhita and all. Like Prabhupada writes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this book is meant for those who are members of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Isn't it? You cannot just take a public program, talk on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and people think what is happening here. So you should be very careful. Who are qualified to read? So who are qualified to enter into Dashamool? Those who are surrendered to the spiritual master. That means those who are initiated or about to be initiated. Rather, in other words, one of the Gaudiya Acharyas, he says, untilness a devotee knows these two verses. Aradhya Bhagavan Rajeshatanas Dhamrindavanam Ramya Gujupasana Vajavadurdhina Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanavalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahapro Matamidam Tatradro Naparaha. And this Amnyaya Prahatattvam Harimiha Paramam Sarvashaktim Rasabdhim, these two verses, I will not initiate him. Rather, a disciple who wants to surrender to the spiritual master in the Gaudiya line, they should know these two verses. Then only they can get this Panchasanskar. We'll talk about it when we talk about the sadhana. At the end the sadhana thing comes, sadhana and sadhya. At that time, in conclusion, it is said, before one receives that Panchasanskar, that initiation, the spiritual master is supposed to examine whether this disciple knows these things or not. Or is not. Going further. So, Babaji Maharaj says, tomorrow, you may desire, I might know the truth. You are now my Siksha Guru or instructing spiritual master. I offer my prostrate obeisances to you. And Babaji Maharaj firmly said, embraced Vajranath. My dear son, you have sanctified the Brahmana class. Come tomorrow and bring joy to my heart. So that is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Now next day, Vrajanath arrived next evening and sat down on the platform below the Bakul tree facing the Srivas Angan temple. The elderly Babaji Maharaj has developed a parental affection for Vrajanath. He was in fact waiting for Vrajanath to arrive, and several times he thought, his thoughts swayed towards the outside in expectancy. Just see, when a disciple surrenders to spiritual master is so much inquisitive, or is so much eager to await for his disciple to come, when I can speak. When he heard Vrajanath has come, he quickly came out and greeted Vrajanath with great affection and hugged him. He stayed Vrajanath to his personal bhajan kutir, meditation stack, off on the side of the courtyard, surrounded by jasmine trees, and invited him to sit down. Vrajanath reached down and touched Baba's feet and took the foot dust and smeared it on the head. He felt greatly elated. Submissively he said, respected Babaji, kindly instructed me on the Dashamool tenets, which capsules the essence of Lord Nimai's teachings. The religious He replied, my son, I am willing to tell you the philosophy of Dashamul, you are a scholar. Ponder over the philosophy contained in the following verse and understand it reverence, great reverence. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about this next verse, this verse which you just now chanted. And then the fourth coming verse side below is considered to be the first verse of Dashamul doctrine. The next verses, second to eighth, following its delineates are Sambandha Tattva, are the principle of eternal relationship between God, the living entity. The multifaceted energies of the Jiva. The ninth verse discusses the Abhidheya Tattva, and the tenth verse discusses the principle of Prayojana Tattva. Attentively hearing these explanations, Vrajanath commented, "Respected Babaji, I do not have any question at this point. After I have heard, listened to the elaboration on the first verse, I will present before you whatever questions are there for clarification." Babaji Maharaj replied, "That is a good idea. Now hear the first verse." Now he starts speaking the first verse. That is, the first verse means first verse regarding the explanations. That is the next one. What you have. So, we'll just read and try to make out what is there in that. So you have the second one in that this thing.
Svatasiddho veda haridaita veda paribhitaha pramanam satraptam praniti visayangstadnavavidham tata pratyakshadi pranatistitam sadhyatino yayuktis tarkakya pravishanti tata shakti rahitaha.
Now, Babaji Maharaj spoke this verse. Let us see what is the meaning of this verse. Svatasiddha. Perfect Vedic knowledge was received from Brahma. Svatasiddha Veda Haridaitaha Vedaha Paribritaha. Where did this Vedic knowledge come from? Vedic knowledge was directly given by Lord to Lord Brahma. And it was great mercy of Hari unto him. And then next one is pramanam sat praptaha pramati vishayams tad navavidhan. And by those following him, Vedic truths, which may be summarized in the preceding nine axioms, should be accepted as the only truths in higher matters. Direct perception, reasoning, etc., while sincerely helping the inspired Vedic truths, may be accepted as auxiliary evidence. By themselves, reason and logic have no power to reveal us the truth. So now we have these three proofs, Pratyaksha, Anuman and Shabda. Among these three, what is the most important? And why other two things are there? If we only accept Shabda Praman, why Pratyaksha and Anuman are mentioned? They are supportive evidence. The main evidence is Shabda. So we accept Pratyaksha and Anuman only when they are confirmed in the Vedas. Otherwise, even we reject them also. That's to be understood. So, now this verse was spoken. The first point in this verse is, out of great mercy, Krishna spoke the knowledge to whom? Brahma. So now, let us go back to the Jaiva Dharma. Now, as soon as this verse was spoken, Vrajanath asked a question. First doubt is, is there any proof in the Vedas of a disciple claiming disciplic succession starting from Brahma? That means if Krishna has spoken the knowledge to Brahma, first is, when did he speak? And if Brahma was knowledge was given to Brahma, is there any disciplic chain? That is the question. Babaji said, yes. There is a proof in the Mundaka Upanishad. He quotes the verse. I'll just read the translation. Tomorrow I'll give the verse to you in the notes. Lord Brahma, the creator and the protector of the protector, I don't know what some spelling mistake or something is there. Creator of the universe appeared prior to any of the creature or any of the living entity. He initiated the eldest son, Atharva, the science of absolute truth, known as Brahma Vidya. It is the repository of all the branches of knowledge. And then, in further, in the Mundaka Upanishad, it is explained, the spiritual science of Brahma Vidya, which reveals the infallible supreme truth as directly perceivable, was instructed to a disciple by a bona fide spiritual master well-versed in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Then, next question asked by Vajranath. Is there any evidence anywhere that the rishis have extracted the essence of the Vedas and compiled it in a Smriti scripture? Because in the Vedic literature there are two kinds of things. One is known as Shruti, another is Smriti. And third one is Nyaya. There's Shruti, Smriti and Nyaya. Now, what is the evidence that you have the Smritis also which are Vedic? When this question was asked, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains, the Supreme Lord, Uddhava, Lord said, O Uddhava, those instructions that propound the eternal religion with intricacies, intricate attachment to me, is compiled in the Vedas. Due to the ravages of time, they seem to be lost. I again instructed Brahma at the beginning of creations with the same knowledge of the Vedas. Now Brahma instructed his son Manu on the doctrines of Vedas. Later Manu passed his knowledge to Bhrigu and others, a group of seven rishis, known as Sapta Rishis. Now, he talked about disciplic succession. What is the reason for starting a disciplic succession? There are many in this world who are misguided into the perverted part of Mayavada philosophy. If a disciplic succession or the society of devotees who are uncorrupted by the Mayavadi's views is not existing, then satsanga, saintly association, will be rarity. That is, the Padma Puran says, Sampradaya vinyas te mantras palamata. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes this verse. And goes on saying that, is the Sampradaya chain completely linked or broken by the broken? That is the question. Names of the most prominent acharyas appeared at intervals have been recorded in authoritative list. I am very keen to hear about the names. That is what Vajranath asks. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Babaji Maharaj says, then listen. Then he gives the list. The Lord of spiritual planet, Vaikuntha, Supreme Personality God Narayana, his disciple was Brahma, the creator of this world. His disciple was Narada. And Vyasa accepted initiation to become Narada's disciple. To arrest the propagation of empirical knowledge, Sukadeva Goswami became Vyasa's disciple. The illustrious Madhvacharya took initiation from Vyasa in the science of Krishna consciousness. Narahari was Madhvacharya's disciple. Madhava, Vipra, Narahari, Akshopa, in this way, the whole parampara list is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And now, goes on asking, Vajranath, he says, that in the first Dashamula Shloka, the Veda is declared as the only pramana evidence. Pratyaksha pramana evidence from where direct perception has been regarded to be subordinate to this Veda. However, in philosophical schools of Nyaya, Sankhya, there are a large number of pramanas. Even the followers of Puranas have enumerated at least 8 pramanas. Pratyaksha, Anuman, Upman, Shabda, Atihaya, Anuplabdhi, Arthaprati, Samabhava. Why are there conflictive views on this? And if Pratyaksha and Anuman are not acknowledged as principal pramanas, how is knowledge to be communicated and perceived? Kindly make me understand on this point. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Babaji Maharaj further says, Pratyaksha, etc. are sentient pramanas, entirely dependent on sense perception. Jiva senses are imperfect due to 4 innate defects. That 4 defects you know very well. And then Baba and Vajranath asked question. Please explain to me in detail about the 4 human defects. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains about the 4 human defects that you all know very well. That is why I am just skipping through those things. Does it mean that evidence such as Pratyaksha do not have relevance? In the material plane, what relates to cultivation of empirical knowledge, what other means except Pratyaksha can be employed or available. But in matter of spiritual world, they are important. Like in the material field, Pratyaksha and Anuman have some relevance. But in the spiritual relevance, there is no relevance. The Vedas comprise of myriad of texts. Which of these are bona fide and which are not? Kindly tell me. With the passages of many times, so many unscrupulous people have added some text, more text to it. And so many things are going on by the name Veda. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, only those 12 Upanishads and which are actually authorized with acharyas should be accepted. What is the proof that logic and rhetoric has no jurisdiction in the realm of spirituality? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur answers, I place these following quotes from scriptures. Naisa tarakenya matir aprameya. Nachiketa Isa talks about this thing, how this whole of Vedic literatures are the only proof for accepting the Supreme Lord. And ultimately, the discussion ends with conviction or a convincing power by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says Vedic literatures are the only source, authority by which we can understand the Supreme Lord. Now, we have come to the point of first, that is Pramana. Now, this topic is actually well known to you because you are all doing Bhakti Vaibhav and you are already being teaching and preaching many places. Whenever you go to any preaching program or first preaching program, what is the first thing you speak about? No. What is the first thing?
Prayojana.
First thing, prayojana. No. That is also after. No. Veda Praman. Acceptance of Vedic literatures. That is what first thing. If you see Prabhupada's general lectures, where he saw first time people, he always spoke on Vedic literature. Especially if you see the Ishopanishad introduction. In the convoy hall, Prabhupada gave a lecture. The whole thing of the convoy hall is there in the introduction. Introduction to Ishopanishad, this is convoy hall. There, Srila Prabhupada extensively spoke on how Vedic literatures are without any defects. Until unless you establish this point that how Vedic literatures are without any defects, you cannot come to a common platform. Without coming onto the common platform, you cannot talk about anything. Suppose, for example, I say this is a chair. You say it's a table. We go on arguing. I argue, you argue. There is no end to an argument until unless we accept one dictionary. We are talking in English, so we accept a dictionary. And see that dictionary, then we'll accept it. So until unless there is a common platform, there is no question of any argument. So first and the foremost thing what you have to convince a person is Vedic literatures are perfect. Once you establish Vedic literatures are perfect, then you can talk from the Veda. Otherwise you will say something, he will say something. And there will be no conclusion. To such an extent, according to the Vedic principles of arguments and counter-arguments or Shastrartha, you cannot do or you should not do a Shastrartha or Tarka with a person who doesn't accept Veda as the supreme. Even to such an extent, we don't worship Buddha, we don't worship Dattatreya. You know why? They don't accept Veda. Even if he's God, if he doesn't accept Veda, we say no. We glorify you, but we'll not worship you. We glorify Buddha. We say, in the Siyagna Vidhair, we glorify him. But when it comes to saying and keep a deity of Buddha and worship, because he is Krishna's incarnation, why didn't you worship him? Matsya you worship, Kurma you worship, Narasimha you worship, Ram you are worshipping. And why not worship Buddha then? Why don't we specifically don't worship because in that incarnation the Lord did not accept Veda. Dattatreya came course, there are some people who worship Dattatreya, impersonalist, because he spoke something impersonal based on the Veda. Since the Lord spoke something impersonal, we don't worship him. So that is a speciality of Veda. Now, the greatest misfortune is so much is spoken on spirituality or so many subjects without Veda. That is a great big tragedy. So here, in the entire conversation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur with that with the devotee Vajranam, you will find Veda has been established as the supreme authority. So almost we covered the second verse, because it talks about Veda, this thing. Then we'll go to the next one, that is Sambandha thing about Jiva and about the Supreme Lord. We'll try to start discussion about it tomorrow onwards, because I don't have the notes for you, so it is not justice to go without the notes. We stop here now. I'm just leaving you 25 minutes before only, so you can, because I don't have the notes, so you have early off today. So tomorrow we'll meet at 1 o'clock for further verses. Okay, any questions? Yes.
You were mentioning how Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that one should accept the 12 main Upanishads.
Yes.
So what about Chaitanya Upanishad that he found?
See, there are so many Upanishads. These 12 are like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has clearly told in this particular discussion. I just read out that thing. Yes, a few. There are 11 Upanishads which are known as Sattvic. Isha Kena Kata Prashta Mundaka Mandukya Taitriya Aitriya Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka and Shvetashvatara. A few Tapanis which are extremely helpful in matter of deity worship, and so are included as they are. Gopal Tapani, Narasimha Tapani, etc. Also bona fide choral literatures of literatures of Rig, Sama, Yajur, Atharva Veda. They are the dissertations of the Vedas like Brahmana and Mandala, etc. All these scriptures are authorized by the Acharyas, and hence they are known to be Pramanas, authenticated by the liberated souls. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur make a hint after listing these Upanishads. He says Tapanis, Tapani Upanishads. These Tapani Upanishads are the different category of Upanishads, because they don't come under the mainstream. That is why he says Gopal Tapani Upanishads, Narasimha Tapani Upanishad. He also mentions them. But the main of the 11, why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning these 11 only? Because these 11 were commented by Shankaracharya. It is more socially accepted in the society of scholars. Upanishad means these 11, most important. Others are also there. But since Shankara, he established a standard of giving commentary on 11, all the Vaishnava Acharyas, they also commented on this 11. That's the reason. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. One is the Aradhya Bhagavan Rajeshatanyas. Other one is this. Amnya Paratattvam. Anya Vedyam. This one. Dashamul first verse. Amneha Prahatattvam Harimiha Paramam Sarva Shaktim Rasabdhim. These are the two. These are two verses. Okay. So we stop here. You want to discuss something? You can discuss personally. No, that's not a problem.